when I was there with the Lakers in 1991, you know, I was hired by Jerry West and Dr. Buss, and we got off to a slow start. We were 1-3, which wasn't very Laker-like. And, you know, our team was getting better. We were trying to change from Showtime to a team that they got knocked out of the playoffs in the first round the previous year, and try to be a team that defended more because they were getting older and needed to play more half court. And he called me into his office after we lost by 1 point to Phoenix at home. And I walked in and he says, you know, Mike, we hired you a month ago. And, you know, we thought, you know, we were some of the smartest guys around. Do you know what we think now? And I said, well, no, I don't, but I'm sure you're going to tell me. He said, we think we're some of the smartest guys around. He said, I want you to make sure that we believe, no, you believe, we believe in you, and you shouldn't, don't change a thing. I want you to keep going, you know, doing what you believe in. I said, Doc, I thank you know, so much. I appreciate that. It's what I would do anyway, but it's great to hear and great to know that basically you have my back. And then we ran off 8 straight wins, but it's the kind of thing that he did, you know, that he gives confidence. He's you know, he's a great communicator. He's a guy that you know, he took bets. He took chances and made bets, and you know, was very good at making them and won most of them.
Mike, what does it mean to be part of the Laker Nation? How does he create an environment to where guys who've played there for him and have won championships, no matter whether they were star players or role players? What did he envision? What did he create to make everyone feel so special to be a part of that Laker Nation?
Well, I think it was the way they did everything first class. You know, before there was a salary cap and all the other things to try and make the playing field that much you know, more level, I guess you would say. But you know, but back in the day, I mean, you know, he pumped it in to build it up and really. He saw the entertainment part of it and was way ahead of the curve there. And, you know, I mean, that the Great Western Forum as a place, I mean, the Forum Club, for example, I mean, I know that back when I was there, it was like the number one grossing restaurant in the state of California. I mean,
wow.
People went there and spent a lot of money, and it was all a part of that. You know, Dr. Buss had a big table there before every game, and then afterwards it stayed open after games, and people it turned into the Forum Club. Went from the Forum Restaurant to the Forum Club. So, I mean, he was a great guy for marketing. I mean, in many areas, you know, I mean, he did the hockey with the Kings. He, you know, did the, you know, tennis with the Strings. You know, he was involved in, you know, many aspects of the entertainment world. And you know, I mean, he was the, you know, world poker champion. You know, a few times World Series of Poker, we got that bracelet. You know, so you know, Doc was a player.